Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. How y'all doing out there tonight? Well, it is showtime. And let's get Brother Lou on the line tonight. See if we have anybody here that needs prayer. Okay, here we go. Stand by.
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Brother Lou. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good.
All right. Folks, we are ready to roll. Coming up next, we got Saturday Night Deliverance Hotline, a.k.a. the Demon Hotline. If you need prayer tonight, this is your opportunity. Or someone you know may need prayer. Please get the word out. The lines are open, and if we've got calls, we'll take them. If not, it'll be a short night. The dial number tonight we're going to give out, I put in the chat room too. It's area code 515-602-9734. We'll get started. Brother Lou, welcome back, my friend. And would you like to open us up in prayer?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We lift your name up and we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, who was slain before the foundation of the world. Lord, you loved us before we were created. And then you created us and you love us even more than we can understand. So I thank you, Lord, that we're your children and that you are covering us with your name, your word, your blood. And you even sent the Holy Ghost to continue to teach us and guide us through all things. Tonight, Lord, I ask you to be with us as we minister and take calls. Whoever it is that is broken, in need, that needs a touch, that needs to know your name, that needs to be set free from demonic oppression, Lord, be with us and guide Shannon and myself. Protect us and our families and use us as your vessel. We give the glory to you, of course, always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, I say amen to that. And how are you doing tonight, my friend?
We're doing really good.
All right.
Yeah, ready to roll. We're getting a rainstorm here in Texas, but it makes the grass grow and the, you know, vegetables in the garden grow, and
yeah,
it washes away all the dirt.
Rain is good. We need water. Being areas, there have been drought. Texas has had drought for a few years, hasn't it? Parts of it?
Well, people say, you know, it comes and goes, but right now, the lakes are pretty full around where we're at, so we have had a lot of water. But things are green, and the field next east of me is a wheat field, and so on Pentecost, they will harvest that. So this is actually what we call the latter rain, because the former rain is where the wheat takes root and springs up, but there's no seed on it. So right now, the head is forming, and the latter rain produces the head and finishes off the crop. So we got the latter rain happening right now, today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's awesome. Okay, folks, let me give that number out again. Area code 515-602-9734. Now, let me just lay the ground rules. There's not really many rules other than you do not need to give out your full name. So don't worry about the whole world knowing who you are for those that do. They're probably not tuning in, but then even if they did, you don't have to worry about that. All we need is just something to call you by. Give us a first or middle name. That's it. Okay. That's really the only rule. Please help us get the word out. We have launched this for Saturday nights dedicated to deliverance and prayer. If you need help for any reason, you're being tormented by demons, you're sick and need healing for your body, we'll pray for that too. You need some counseling, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. And please get the word out any way you can to let other people know we're here, whether it be your friends, family, coworkers, just anybody at large is welcome. So let them know. Same number each week, 515-602-9734. Okay. With that said, I think we got a call here. Let's go to 208 area code. 208, welcome aboard. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you all?
Hey, glad to have you calling tonight, brother. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I still need prayer for my eyes. Lou had prayed for me once, and you prayed for me once. Vision is slowly coming back, but I can only see a small portion of letters. So anyway, Lou, I had contacted you during the week because I want to send you some books, but you didn't send me your address.
Okay. I know. I'll send it out right now.
Okay.
Oh, this is Brother Lonnie. Brother Lonnie, is you?
Yep.
Lonnie, okay.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. We're here to pray for you tonight. Brother Lou will get you his address. No worries. And tell us again, what happened to the eyes? Did you have cataracts? Is that what I recall?
Cataract surgery on the 12th of December, and I'm partially blind ever since in the same eye. And then they decided they wanted to send me to Wesley Medical Center, which a different doctor did the same surgery on the same eye. And still very little results. But I know that God is a healing God, so.
Yes, sir. He can heal anything. Now, Brother Lonnie, which eye is that, the left or the right eye?
The right eye. But I also have
cataracts
in the left eye, but I believe God can heal both of them.
Praise the Lord. Brother Lou, over to you.
Yes, sir. Lonnie, thank you for calling in, my brother. I just emailed you my address. Now, we're going to do this God's way. I want you to take your right hand and just place it over your right eye and just agree with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, we just right now, I touch and agree with you, Lonnie. We lay hands on the sick and I command them to recover. Sight, I command you to come back into the right eye. And even in the left eye of the cataract, I rebuke you and break your power and cast you out and manifest and go. Lord, I ask you to touch him with your healing power right now. I remit any sin in his bloodline that has allowed his spirit to come of blindness into his eyes. I break that spirit right now in Jesus' name. I remit any sin and I command it gone. Loose his eyes now in Jesus' name. Blindness be gone. Now, Lord, we have the power to command healing, and I'm not asking, I'm not praying, I'm commanding. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Sight come back 100% in both eyes. All darkness and cloudiness and anything that is wrong, even the doctors have done that have not worked. Lord, we ask you again, I command the healing to come in and those things to be ironed out and perfect so he can read his word, see in the Bible. So Lonnie, I want you to go right now, get your Bible, open it up and tell me what you're seeing. Tell me. Let's check.
Okay, just a second.
We know God can touch him and heal him right now, so we pray and we check to see what the Lord has done. I've seen many things happen. We speak, pray, simple prayer, and check, and they're fine. That's what we're wanting.
I'm basically standing on Psalms 91. And
I know you like that
one. And it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, now Lonnie, I want you to do something. Place your hand over your left eye and read some more.
Okay, over my left eye. Vision is very dim.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Let's. I know you know that one. It's still dim, though, so let's pray some more, okay?
Yeah.
Amen. Father in heaven, I thank you that he can see dimly, but, you know, that's what it says. Right now we see dimly, but in the future we'll see face to face. But I speak to your eye, Lonnie, I say, to your eyeball, 100% vision. Come into the eye right now. I break the curse. I break any assignment the enemy has put upon your eye. And I command 20/20 vision to come into both eyes. Be perfect. Line up with the word of God and be made whole right now. I bind salvation to your eyeballs right now. Sozo to your eyeballs right now. Saved, healed, delivered, made whole, and preserved. 100%, 20/20 vision right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lonnie, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you,
Jesus. Okay, now do this. Amen. Do the same thing. Cover your left eye and tell me, you know, is it dim or is it better? Or is it perfect?
It's a little better, but it is still dim.
Okay, let's do this again. Thank you, Lord. It's getting better. Hallelujah. I rebuke blindness and cloudiness and haziness and the cataracts, whatever residue that you've left in his eye, I break that. I break it. I break the curse. I command it to be clear right now in Jesus' name. Crystal clear so he can see all the way through and all the way back. No imperfections. Light of light, light of Jesus, come into your eye. Darkness, leave. I break the power of Satan. I break the power of blindness. And I command healing to come in now. Healing come in now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, Lonnie, check.
It's getting better, but if I cover my left eye, I can only read a few letters.
Okay. All right. Let's keep praying. Let's keep praying. Lord Jesus, thank you that you're clearing his eyes up right now as we speak by the power of a holy God. Father, I ask the resurrection power of the living Jesus Christ to come and touch Lonnie's right eye. I line up with the word of God, receive the healing that Jesus paid for on the cross right now. Receive the healing that he took stripes, and it says, by his stripes we are healed. Lord, we receive your healing. I repent for any sins in the ancestral bloodline. I break the power of curse upon Lonnie, his bloodline from mother's side and father's side. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Blindness, get out. Blindness, go. I curse the blindness and command you to leave, and I command healing to come in right now. Be healed in your eyes now. Be healed in your eyes right now. Right now, Lord, let him feel and experience your hand touching him right now, the power of God coming into the right eye and everything lining up perfectly so he can see all dimness, all blockages be washed away by the living water of the living God, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, check again, Lonnie.
Amen. Okay.
Stand by. I've lost connection. Okay, I apologize. I'm having some internet cutouts. Are you still with us, Brother Moop?
We're here. Yeah, we're still here. We're still praying.
Okay.
I didn't even know you left.
I'm getting better. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, and in God, in him will I trust. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence.
Okay, so you're getting better. You're getting better.
Verse 4, I think it'll be just fine. Verse 4, he shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust, and truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Yeah, I'm getting better. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, Lord, I just ask you to continue. Let me finish this up, Lonnie. I just ask you to continue to touch my brother and the healing power. Continue to operate. And as Lonnie sleeps this evening, that he will be touched by your power. And his eyes will be coming focused more and more. And when he wakes up tomorrow morning, we just decree, according to Job 22:28, that says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established that the light may shine upon Lonnie. I command and decree total healing in your eyes. And I thank you in advance,
Lord.
And we're waiting for your praise report in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Lou. And thank you, Omega.
Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, the Son of the Living God.
Amen.
Thank you. All right.
Amen.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Again.
God bless.
About four or five times I've had a dropout tonight. It's at my end. But what's amazing is you will still communicate with Brother Lonnie.
Yeah, we just kept going. Didn't know you left us.
I thought if I lost audio, everybody lost audio. But apparently not. That's good news, actually.
That's good news.
To our next caller, folks, if you want to dial in for prayer, 515-602-9734. We're going to go next to 253 area code. 253, welcome aboard. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hey, that's you.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
You said your name is Jennifer?
Yes.
Well, I'm doing good, Jennifer. Welcome aboard. How can we be a blessing to you? What's going on tonight?
You guys have prayer. When I went through a divorce about 2 years ago, it was the nastiest thing ever. I lost everything. And I just wanted to say thank you guys for holding me up in prayer. I truly had no one. And I just wanted to say thank you. That was it.
Well, I'm very sorry you had to go through that ordeal. But I'm certainly glad to have you back here tonight. How are you doing since all that transpired?
I moved to New York, and I'm learning to move on and heal. And that's through my faith in Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And just, you know, taking it day by day. You know, sometimes when we get betrayed, you know, following the Lord, we always say, you know, we'll die for the cause of, you know, following Christ. But we forget about that part where Jesus was betrayed and so many other followers of him were betrayed by people that they loved. And, you know, it gets harder to follow when those things happen. But I thank the Lord that he's brought me through and that way. My apologies, I'm horrible on public.
No, you're doing great. I've been through betrayal before. It hurts. To say it doesn't would not be true. But I know one thing, God can heal and he can bring people into our lives that will not betray us. And so, one thing for sure, he'll never leave nor forsake us. And sometimes it looks like it's the end of the world, but it's not.
You know, I'm just praying that safety for my girls.
Yes.
Just safety for my girls.
How many girls?
I have three girls.
How many girls do you have? Okay.
Three.
We'll be glad to pray tonight. Brother Lou, meet Sister Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Brother Lou. We're acquainted. You know, you and your wife, Soon-Hee, have talked through some of the hardest nights.
Well, praise God. You know, the Lord Jesus, he works even when we have things broken in our life, and he tries to keep us going and put us back together. And I'm so glad that you called in tonight. So are you asking for prayer for your three daughters?
Yes, just protection. As you know, my ex is into witchcraft, and when I left everything, he got to keep everything, including the girls. And he put one of the stipulations is I can't mention Jesus to them because he feels like it scares, you know, it makes him uncomfortable. And I refuse to allow that. And don't get me wrong, I would never deny my Lord, but some days it gets really hard missing my girls. And just wanting, I guess you would call it justice. I don't know what you would call it, but wanting some sense of redemption for the Lord to redeem me. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I definitely get it. Definitely get it. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we cover Jennifer with the blood of the Lamb. And boy, did you hear that, Lord? She is not going to stop talking about you, and praise the Lord Jesus for a strong woman like that. I ask you to continue to strengthen her, give her power and boldness to be a witness to you. And Lord, we just call her daughters into your fold. And if there's any demonic control over their lives, I rebuke it and break it, and I claim their spirit, soul, and body for the kingdom of heaven, Lord. And I ask you to send the Holy Ghost to touch them and bring them into the kingdom of heaven in your time. And we would touch and agree and say that sooner is better. I rebuke the witchcraft prayers and the witchcraft, if there is any, blood sacrifices or incantations or spells or anything that have been used to manipulate the children in this family or even Jennifer. I break those spells right now in Jesus' name, and I command them to fall to the ground in ashes under our feet and to go back. The demons, you must go back to the sender. Return back now in Jesus' name. I break your power, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to reconcile this family back whole. And I'm talking about your daughters, not your husband, your ex-husband. I break that spirit once and for all. We command every ungodly soul tie to be broken and for everything to be made new in the family with the daughters and mom. I call it back in the spirit realm. Daughters, come back to mom. Communicate with mom. Make a phone call. Make your presence known. And we decree reconciliation, reconciliation, reconciliation in Jesus' name. Lord, also ask you to begin to pull the flaming darts out of Jennifer and to begin to heal those wounds and to strengthen her and to put some godly women in her life that can mentor her and walk with her and people that she can trust that won't betray her, that when she's down that she can call and they'll pray and they can laugh together and cry together and have fellowship together and walk together. And they will strengthen each other and it'll be a good match, Lord. So I ask you to do that for Jennifer. Even in New York, Lord, you can find them. You know where they're at. You knew 7,000 plucked away for Elijah. So we're only asking for one. So it should be cake, duck soup, as they say. So, Lord, thank you in advance. And I again ask you to heal Jennifer's heart. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I touch and agree. Jennifer, what is your ex's first name?
Joseph.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Joseph to you. We ask that you pour out your goodness, mercy, and grace and save him at all costs. And in the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man in Joseph. We bind every demon force working inside of him. And we command those spirits to loose his mind and will that he can make a decision for Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would knock him off his high horse like you did the Apostle Paul. Give him a road to Damascus experience. You said there is no rest for the wicked. Give him no rest, God, until he wakes up and calls out on your name and repents. We loose the judgments of God on every wicked spirit operating in him. Let every curse that he utters return to the demons inside of him. We bind his strong men, bind every demon operating in him, and loose the judgments of God on those demons, loose angels of God to pull swords and go where he's at and torment those demons with the sword and the word of God daily until he turns and repents, God. Again, we ask that you would bring the daughters back to the mother. We break every curse that he works, all witchcraft that he's working. Let it fall to the ground. We break every demonic band, cord, fetter, chain, wire, and hair that he's got on the girls or anyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God you loose civil war into his camp. Let the demons turn on the strong man. We bind the spirit of Wicca. We bind Samhain. We bind every demonic force that he worships. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose the angels of God to strip those demons of their power, weapon, armor, rank, and resource. Give him, God, a vision, a dream of hell, that he would repent before it's too late and cry out for you. Bless Jennifer, God. Put a hedge of protection, wall fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around her and those girls. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, sister. God, make a way where there seems to be no way. And bring the girls back home to mom. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Sister,
yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Every day, just plead the blood of Jesus over your girls. God's got them, and he knows the injustices that have been performed against you. And vengeance of mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. In the meantime, just stay in your word, keep praying, and God is going to intervene for you. Just don't give up.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for this broadcast. I'm really, it always comes at right at the right time. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for
God
calling.
Bless.
God bless you, Jennifer. You're welcome to call in any time. Folks, we're going to live open lines tonight and every Saturday night, 8 to 10 Eastern. That's 5 to 7 Pacific. If you need prayer or someone you know does, call in. Maybe you need deliverance. You need healing. Need some counsel, whatever. We're here for you. 515-602-9734. Okay, I see two other callers in line. We'll go to 802 and then 575. 802, welcome aboard. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Hi, Shannon. This is Lori in Vermont.
Hey there.
I'm in. My daughter, Lori, Amanda, talked to you a while ago. Yep. She,
great.
We did the things you said and got rid of the jacket that had the Masonic symbols. That was tough to throw away his jacket. Oh, my gosh. He did it. And that was good. And I just did it. I didn't tell Amanda. Then the next day she says, Mom, would you throw those out? And I said, already done.
So was your late husband who was involved in Freemasonry. Is that right? Remember?
No.
Correctly?
No. He was involved in football, and one of the places where they have regular football rivals is Dartmouth College, and they have the Shriners Bowl.
Oh.
The Shriners Bowl, where it's all Masonic somehow. And they have the symbols on the emblems that he earned from being a football associate.
Okay, got it. So you got that out. And how is Lori doing now?
Well, I'm Lori. I'm the mom.
I'm sorry.
Amanda's a daughter, and she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
And she was on a antipsychotic drug and worked with her doctor to get off of that particular drug, but he offered a different drug and did that all within just 1 month's time, and she ended up psychotic. So she's been away. And I learned since that it takes like a year to get off of that stuff. And this is not something the psychiatric doctors are helping her to do it the right way. They just, every year, it's the same thing. She'll want to get off the drugs, and then she'll work with her psychiatrist, and in a month's time, he thinks he can just throw her off of it and put her onto another one, and it happens every time. And I'm just like, this is so crazy. It's so terrible to do to a human being. You know?
Absolutely. That pharmacy has got many people bound up. Well, we're going to lift Amanda up in prayer tonight. And,
Lord.
And to give that report, may we pray for you tonight?
I'm under the care of Dr. Sabrina Sessions.
Yep.
Liberal Internet Church.
Oh, yes, Dr.
Yeah, she asked that we don't get deliverance ourselves, that I only get deliverance with her. But you guys are so close, okay. I don't know if that's a real problem or not. But she's asked that we just get deliverance with her.
We'll be glad to pray for anything that you need tonight. If you just want us to pray for Amanda, I respect that. What would you like to do?
I would like you to pray for Amanda because she's on the antipsychotic drugs. Sabrina has asked to, until she gets off the drugs that she can't really help her much. And Amanda reject ministry also. So we've had a lot of problems. And I love my miracle. I get so much out of that. All the old archives of Dr. Pat Holliday. Oh my gosh. And just such great wisdom in that teaching. So,
well, you know what?
Even when Amanda gets back,
Have need, we'll pray. That's my motto here.
Pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Luke,
we're gonna
you want to pray
that.
For him? You know what? There's not any mess that God can't fix. Now, of course, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, are able to heal people, with one fell swoop.
That's right.
But there's other times that it's gradual recovery. They laid hands on the sick and they recovered bit by bit. I don't know how long it's going to take for Amanda, but we're going to pray tonight and ask God to speed that time frame up. Pharmakia is too hard for God to deal with. That's definitely a major stronghold that many people are trapped in, but we're going to pray and see what God does. Brother Lou, say hello to Sister Lori.
Hey, Lori, God bless you.
Thank you. Hello, Brother Lou. I think you were on before, weren't you? Not, or is it somebody different?
I've come on periodically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sure have. Well,
thank you. Yeah, I've been delivered.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was on psychiatric drugs when I was in from the age of 18 to 24. And then I had my son, and my grandfather said, you got to get off those drugs or you'll always be on them. And so I made my way off of them, and I stayed off of them. I was labeled schizophrenic. And then I turned around, got a job where I once was a patient, and I worked there for almost 14 years.
Amazing. Hey, Lord,
that's
actually... Brother Lou's going to minister in a moment, but that just brought up a good point, Brother Lou. Lori, were you pregnant with Amanda at the time you were on psychotropic drugs?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it sounds to me like there's something in the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Lori have both battled with some issues that got you to go in for some help, and they put you on psychotropic drugs. Is there any history in the family? How about your mom or dad? Did they have any issues that stand out to you?
Yeah, my mother's brother committed suicide, and their mom was I have to tell you, her mom, my mom's mom, my grandmother, she went to a psychic and was told that she would have a son and a daughter by the psychic, and the son would die. So now I know what that was. You know, the demon went with her and made it happen, is what I've since learned.
Now, did you, in the ministry that you've received for yourself, have you renounced the family members and asked God to forgive and then break that generational curse?
I'm not sure if I went after that particular one, but in a general one, yes, I have.
So what you'll want to do, and again, if you want to do this with Dr. Sabrina, I respect that, but just make a note of it, going to need to deal with the sins that were opened up through going to that psychic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 3 to 4 generational curse right there that will hit you and your daughter. Also, if there's suicide in the family, those spirits will go down and try to get others to follow suit. So there's some stuff in the ancestry there that has not been dealt with, and that has brought a curse. Now, there's curse in any of our bloodlines. Some people just don't know it. There was one in my bloodline, and I'm not going to go into the whole story, but
I remember you telling me about it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We had to do something about it because the sins of the ancestors was bringing premature death, and the next target was coming for us, me and my brother Damon. Praise God. God heard my cry, and he said, you and your brother Damon have a generational curse you need to break. So now either we break these curses or we're going to suffer. And many times people suffer premature death. So if you see a pattern of problems, then go back. There's a source in the ancestry that has not been dealt with. So you definitely want to target that. Craft is an abomination to God, and he'll curse the family 3 to 4 generations for going to other gods. So definitely deal with that. And I believe that in this case, Amanda's deliverance is going to be tied into that.
Wonderful.
Now, you are making the right moves. You identified something that's in the family that could bring a curse on the household. That jacket.
Yep, it's gone.
It has ties to the... It's gone. So what you do, when you discover something like that, you take action on it. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive for bringing that into the household, even if it wasn't you that did it. And then in the name of Jesus, you break the curse associated with it and command the demons to go. In Jesus' name. You want to go?
Yep.
Definitely you want to deal with that. And I think that is going to help immensely with Amanda because she's suffering from the brunt of this stuff that was done even before her birth. And with that, just wanted to have you make a note of that when you get some prayer. Okay, Brother Lou, back over to you.
Okay, Shannon, so are we going to cast out some demons, or are we just going to pray a blessing?
We're not being able to pray for Lori because she wants to stay with the sister that's already praying with her. But you can lift up
we can
Amanda
do that over something. Amanda. Okay, yep. Amen. Yep. Well, then, Lori, we will pray for your daughter, Amanda. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Well, Father, for Amanda, Lori's daughter, we just bring her right straight into the throne room of God, and we come in boldly with praise and thanksgiving and ask for help in a time of need. Lord, I just want to claim her. In the name of Jesus, I claim her spirit, her soul, and her body for the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every evil spirit and Satan that is blinding her mind to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and the pharmakia. And I command all those things to step aside. Satan, you step aside and let her make up her own mind, her own decision to stay whom she shall serve. We know no man can say, Lord, Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. So now, Lord, we request the Holy Ghost to come and touch Amanda right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have her repent and give her whole heart to you, Lord Jesus, and turn and stop serving the evil one. Spirit, soul, and body, be renewed and saved. Get her name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get her gloriously saved. Have her repent and turn to you and begin to walk it out in the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you that we know you have a time clock. It's not ours, but we would say sooner is better on our end. So we would ask you to facilitate that in the name of Jesus. Now I come against all those demons and curses and the Masonic bloodline. I break that in the name of Jesus. I just speak to the bloodline in the family over Amanda. I say, curse be broken in Jesus' name. Right now, we give Amanda a blood transfusion of the blood of Jesus in the natural and the spirit. I say, be made whole by the blood of the Lamb. Masonic bloodline curses and blood sacrifices, human and animal, I break those and remit those sins. I break the curse, and I command every demon behind those to loose her and go back to where you came from. We dissolve your hooks and the flaming darts and the cords of sin that have attached to Amanda. I command them all broken now in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to take the blinders off of her eyes and to fill her to overflowing with the Holy Ghost. Also break the spirit of death. We put the blood of Jesus up on the doorposts of her heart. And I say in this season, the Passover season, spirit of death, see the blood on the doorpost. You must remove your power, break your grip, and pass over Amanda right now in Jesus' name. I speak to Screech Owl and Lilith. You deaf spirit, go back to where you came from. You are now trespassing on the Holy Ghost, the temple of the living God. You are not welcome. You are unwanted. And I command you to loose her right now in Jesus' name. I break every witchcraft and psychic prayer, all the curses that go along with them and the demons behind them, be burned by the fire of God. Fire of God, come down upon your head. Also break antipsychotic drugs, pharmakia, and sorcery. Witchcraft and sorcery, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I command you to loose her. Come out of her mind. We know that they say it takes a year, but if the Lord Jesus touches her, it could take one heartbeat. So, Lord, I ask you to give, as Shannon says, knock her off her high horse. Give her a Damascus Road experience, and I will just add, use a 2x4 if you have to. Whatever you need to do, Lord, make it happen. Make it happen. And as they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So it doesn't matter. They can come in the easy way, or they can come in the hard way. But right now, because we have prayed, she does not have a choice. She is coming in. It just depends on how she wants to handle it. And I don't really care, because it's going to happen. So, Lord, I thank you that you heard the prayer. I know the angels have been released. They're on their way, and this thing is going to happen. And if we don't see it happen tomorrow, we're standing in faith. We know it's going to happen. We thank you in advance. We praise you. And I thank you for the Holy Ghost that you're working. There's a song that says, even when we don't see it, you're working. So, Lord, we don't see what you're doing, but we know you're working, because we have faith and we have the Word of God, and you are not a man that you should lie. So God's Word is still true. The Holy Ghost is still real, and he's operating. So, Lord, I thank you that we have the victory. We call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
To be fair, I have also two other children, Justin and younger Cheryl. And Justin struggles with the same sort of thing. But Cheryl, she lives in Hawaii. she's remote from all of this. She's kind of amazing.
I tell you what,
she needs the Lord as well.
Give her out our phone number. Let them know. Calling if they want prayer. Also, I say this to everybody, give them our website, OmegaManRadio.com, and who knows, they may just tune in. You're going to get more success, people calling in direct, but we lift them both up to you, God. We ask that you pour out your goodness, mercy, grace on both of them. Save them if they need saving. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We bind their strong man, bind every demon operating in them, and command the demons to loose their mind and will, that they can make a decision for Jesus. God, we loosen to them a spirit of adoption and salvation. Save them at all costs in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Sister,
thank you, Shannon.
I tell you, go to Amazon and order a copy of Derek Prince's book called The Blessing or the Curse You Choose.
Oh, yes.
Order a couple. Give it to all three children. I bought seven copies myself for Christmas. And I gave it out to my family members. So where there were couples, I gave them one, and, you know, like my brother and his wife can both read it. My sister and her boyfriend can. The point is that I gave out seven copies for Christmas. One of the most important books anybody will ever read, because if they take the time to read it, they're going to find out they probably have things in their bloodline need to be dealt with. Thank you for calling in, Lori. And if they'll read it, there's prayers along the way that they can pray and begin to break this stuff off of them. But encourage everybody out there, begin to circulate this number. We're here every Saturday night. Now, we're going to go to our next caller, 575. If you need prayer, by the way, just joining us, area code 515-602-9734. You know, some people may say, well, I have a hard time bringing up this subject to a friend I know who needs help. Give them a book. They just might read it. And then if they come back and ask questions, then you can begin to deal with them on that, and or you can send them over here to the program when they're ready for prayer. We'll be glad to pray with anybody who wants help. Okay, we're going to go to 575 next. 575 area code, welcome aboard. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm actually sick right now, so not doing real well.
Well, you're in the right place tonight. We'll definitely
yes.
pray for your healing. What's going on with your body?
Thank you. Well, I have I've been sick. This is the third time this year, and I am the sole caretaker for my husband who's battling cancer. And so, actually, I'm calling in for prayer for both of us.
Okay. You're in the right place tonight.
Thank you.
What's your name and your husband's name? All I need is just a first or middle name. That's all.
Sure. My name is Shannon, and my husband's name is Derwin.
Well, Shannon, my name is Shannon, too. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And let's see, your husband's name you said is Derwin?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So he's battling with cancer. And what do you have? Are you being attacked by a virus? What are your symptoms?
I have a lot of congestion. My ears, both my ears hurt, my throat. I have like strep throat type symptoms and a massive
okay.
headache.
Okay, we're going to pray for you tonight. Brother Lou,
thank
meet
you.
Sister Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Well, bless you. Bless you. So, sore throat and headache.
Yes.
Have you went to the doctor and got on any meds?
I have not gone yet. Where we live, we're in a very rural area, and so we don't have very good health care here, and third time I've had it this year, and antibiotics have not touched it. So,
okay, well, that's not a problem. Yeah, that's actually a good thing. I'll just give you a really super fast testimony, but my wife had been sick for over, I don't know, coming on 2 weeks, and finally she goes, I've been praying, you know. She goes, take me to the doctor. We took her to the doctor. They gave her some antibiotics. After about 3 days of that, she goes, I'm not going to take them. It's making me sick. And so about a week later, I woke up one day. I go, man, I don't feel good. And she gets out the leftover pills and goes, here, take one of these. And I go, you know what? I'm not going to take any of these. I'm going to trust God. And I got her and a friend over, and I said, anoint me with oil. Pray for me. I'm going to be just fine. And you know what? We went out. I can't remember what we were doing that day, but we left the house and did something. And about 4 hours later, I go, man, I feel like my old self again. So, you know, prayer changes things. And so you don't need to go to the doctor. So I just, you know, it's not a sin if you go to the doctor, but I'm going to pray for you. And I believe the Lord's going to heal you right now in Jesus' name.
Thank
Father,
you.
We cover Shannon.
There's something real quick. I'm sorry.
Yes.
feel like this has happened because I've gotten a lot closer to God this year for praying for my husband and fighting that battle and standing in the gap for him. And I just kind of feel like we're under attack. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're under attack for sure. And I believe the... You know, there's a curse probably. I'm not pronouncing that, but something, the reason I say that is this is the third time this year, which is really unusual. This thing keeps coming back and wants to cling to you. So we're going to deal with that tonight, too. And if there's anything you want me to pray over your husband, I will also touch and agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, yes.
Do you have Derwin
yes.
when they're with you?
I do not have him here with me right now, no.
Okay. We'll pray with you tonight, and then anytime you want Derwin to call in, we'll pray for him too.
Thank you.
Hey, as we're getting started here, Shannon, question for you. Court, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I take it, correct?
Absolutely.
How about Derwin?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, praise God. That's the most important thing. Next thing I want to ask you is, have you ever, in any time in your past life, ever went down to a psychic, had a tarot card reading, played with the Ouija board?
Unfortunately, all of the above.
Okay. Was your mom or your grandparents involved in going to psychics as well?
My mother was, yes.
Okay. Your mother would go to psychics. Okay. were you ever in the New Age? Ever get into Wicca?
Yes.
Yoga? Meditation? Yes to which of those?
I practiced Wicca for a little while.
Okay. So you worship the Mother Goddess?
Yes.
We're going to deal with that tonight, Brother Lou. Okay.
Amen.
We'll start right there. Brother Lou, we've identified a few things. I'm turning it over to you.
Yes. Okay. So I'm talking to Shannon here. Have you ever done anything that we call these things renunciations, where we break agreements with the enemy? Have you ever done any of those?
No.
Okay. Well, hang on. Let me get my little pamphlet. Just give me
Shannon,
20 seconds.
Right. Praise the Lord. It makes it all worth the while when we get calls tonight, folks. Everybody's calling in tonight. I want to thank you for stepping up and calling. That's why we're here. I never know if anybody's going to call in, but it makes it worth it being here and open up these phone lines. Now, Shannon, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through some renunciation prayers. And I want to say to anybody tuning in tonight, if you've never went through this before, and maybe in your past you've opened up some doors that you know where now. Stand by. My audio is breaking up. Just a minute. I'll be right back with you. Okay. Can you still hear me, Shannon?
Yes.
So what I want to say to people out there tuning in, you can go through these renunciation prayers with us. And even if you don't get to call in, you can get some freedom tonight, because we're going to begin to call some spirits out. This is a demonic attack that is coming against you and also Derwin. So we're going to use some of the weapons of our warfare that Paul talked about that are mighty to the pulling down of demonic strongholds, specifically deliverance. It was designed as an antidote and to do what nothing else will do. You'll find out is true. That's why there's such a need for it. Okay, that's my micro speech. Brother Lou, you ready to roll?
Yes, sir. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Shannon. I'm going to say repeat after me, and I'm going to have you repeat after me and confess these things, okay?
Okay.
All right, repeat after me. Father?
Father?
I confess to you.
I confess to you.
That in the past.
That in the past.
Through ignorance.
Through ignorance.
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Or willfulness.
Or willfulness.
I have come into contact.
I have come into contact.
With certain occult things.
With certain occult things.
I now recognize this as sin.
I now recognize this as sin.
And confess it as sin.
And confess it as sin.
And claim forgiveness in Jesus' name.
I claim forgiveness in Jesus' name.
I do now confess.
I do now confess. I do now confess.
And renounce all contacts.
And renounce all contact. Renounce
which I have had.
Which I have had. I have had.
With the following occult things.
With the following occult things.
So you are going to renounce, say, I renounce Wicca.
I renounce Wicca.
I renounce all the spells and incantations.
I renounce all the spells and incantations.
I renounce all the paraphernalia.
I renounce all the paraphernalia.
And Ouija board. I renounce Ouija board.
And I renounce Ouija board.
Now, there's all kinds of occult things, so I don't know what you've been involved in, but, you know, crystals, angel cards, tarot cards, if you've done any of those things, you need to renounce all of those things.
Okay.
So if you've done any of them,
cards.
Just start naming them.
Yep. I renounce tarot cards. I renounce crystals. I renounce the third eye.
Ever done palm reading, tea leaves, any of that?
I renounce palm reading. No tea leaves. I've never done that.
Ever did any blood sacrifices?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So if tomorrow, if the enemy brings something to your mind and says, well, you didn't renounce this last night, you just say, thank you for reminding me. I renounce it. So don't be held hostage, okay? All right. Repeat after me. I also renounce and confess his sin.
I also renounce and confess his sin.
Any false oath.
Any false oath.
Which I may have made.
Which I may have made.
To any false god.
To any false god.
In any idolatry.
In any idolatry.
In which I have been involved.
In which I have been involved.
Okay, I just heard you do a cough or two. So right now you are getting delivered as we are doing these renunciations. So if you feel like you need to give a cough, just let it out. Don't hold back. Okay, let's see if we can get through one more of these. If we can, we'll keep going. If not, we'll just attack the enemy. We're going to close the door to Satan right now, Shannon. Repeat after me. Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
And I am closing any doors.
I am closing any doors.
Which I or my ancestors.
Which I or my ancestors.
May have opened to you and your demons.
Open to you and your demons.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And all his demons.
And all of his demons.
I declare them to be my enemies.
I declare them to be my enemies.
And I want them out of my life completely.
And I want them out of my life completely.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.
I now claim deliverance.
Claim deliverance.
From any and all evil spirits.
From any and all evil spirits.
Which may be in me.
Which may be in me.
Once and for all.
Once and for all.
I close the door in my life.
I close the door in my life.
To all occult practices.
To all occult practices.
And command all connected.
And command all connected.
And related spirits to leave me now.
And related spirits to leave me now.
How are you doing now, Shannon?
I'm okay.
All right. Yep, just give a big cough. Come out, you foul spirits.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Praise the Lord. This is a good thing, Shannon. You're getting set free. Let's do a couple more of these in Jesus' name. We're going to break some curses. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break any and all curses.
Any and all curses.
Placed against me by witchcraft.
Placed against me by witchcraft.
And command the curses.
And command the curses.
And the spirits from them.
And the spirits from them.
To return to the senders.
To return to the senders.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break any curses of rejection from the womb.
I break any curses of rejection from the womb.
Or illegitimacy.
Or illegitimacy.
Which may be in my family.
Which may be in my family.
Even back to 10 generations.
Even back to 10 generations.
On both sides of the family.
On both sides of the family.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I now renounce.
I now renounce.
Break and loose myself.
Break and loose myself.
From all demonic subjection.
From all demonic subjection.
From any ungodly soul ties.
From any ungodly soul ties.
To my mother.
My mother.
Father.
Father.
Grandparents.
Grandparents.
Or any other person.
Or any other person.
Living or dead.
Living or dead.
Who have ever dominated.
Who have ever dominated.
Or controlled me.
Or controlled me.
In any way.
In any way. In
any way. Which is contrary.
Which is contrary.
To the will of God.
To the will of God.
And the word of God.
And the word of God.
I thank you, Lord, for setting me free.
I thank you, Lord, for setting me free.
I also repent and ask you to forgive me.
I also repent and ask you to forgive me.
If I have ever dominated.
If I have ever dominated.
Or controlled some other person.
Or controlled some other person.
In the wrong way.
In the wrong way. In the wrong way.
How you feeling now?
I'm okay. Okay.
All right. Let's do one more, and then we're going to beat the hell out of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I now renounce.
I now renounce.
Break and loose myself.
Break and loose myself.
And all my descendants.
And all my dependents.
From all psychic heredity.
From all psychic heredity.
Demonic holds.
Demonic holds.
Psychic powers.
Psychic powers.
Bondage.
Bondage.
Bonds of physical or mental illness.
Bonds of physical or mental illness.
Or curses.
Or curses.
Which may be upon my family line.
Which may be upon my family line.
As a result of sins.
As a result of sins.
Transgressions.
Transgressions.
Iniquities.
Iniquities.
Occult or psychic involvements.
Occult or psychic involvement.
Of myself.
Of myself.
My parents.
My parents.
Or any of my ancestors.
Or any of my ancestors.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I now renounce.
I now renounce.
Break.
Break.
And loose myself.
And loose myself.
And all my descendants.
And all my descendants.
From all evil curses.
From all evil curses.
Charms.
Charms.
Hexes.
Hexes.
Spells. Jinxes.
Jinxes.
Psychic powers.
Psychic powers.
Bewitchments.
Bewitchments.
Witchcraft or sorcery.
Witchcraft or sorcery.
Which may have been put.
Which may have been put.
Upon me or my family line.
Upon me or my family line.
Or from any occult or psychic source.
Or from any occult or psychic source.
I renounce all connected.
I renounce all connected.
And related spirits.
And related spirits.
And command them to leave me now.
And commune them to leave me now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free.
Amen. Now, Shannon, what that
Amen.
Did was that got some of the little guys out of the way. So now we can get to the bigger, heavier guys that are after your soul.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want you to relax, and I'm going to start casting out some spirits. And if you feel anything moving or pain or you're hearing something speak to you in your mind, I want you to interrupt me and let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father in heaven, we cover Shannon. We cover Shannon and Derwin with the blood of the Lamb. Claim your spirit, soul, and body for the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I thank you for what you've done already for Shannon. That we come with the word of God, the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the sword of the Spirit, and the anointing of heaven. Ask you, Lord, for sufficient legions of angels to protect her and myself and Shannon Davis. And we are attacking the darkness right now in Jesus' name. All you spirits of hell that came in through the Wiccan and the witchcraft, I rebuke you and I command you to manifest now. I bind to Shannon. Luke 10:19, that says, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Get out, you devil. Come out. Keep moving. I uproot you. I lay the axe to the root of witchcraft. Manifest and go. Witchcraft, come out. Come out. Come out. I break the powers of witchcraft in Shannon right now. Yep, take a deep breath. Just inhale and cough. Let it out. Go. Keep moving, witchcraft. You are trespassing on the Holy Ghost of the temple of God. Get out. Witchcraft and sorcery, uproot yourself and go. Never come back. Leave her now, all the way. All demonic residue, come out. And infirmity spirits, go hand in hand with witchcraft. I break your power. Infirmity, sickness, curse, and disease, get out. You spirit that has attacked her 3-4 times this year, is sickness in the throat. I break that spirit right now. Come out of the throat, you foul spirit. Come out. Sore throat, come out. Headache, I rebuke you. Migraine headache and pressure, I loose the steel band that's been put upon your head that feels like a vice cranking down and causing pain and confusion. Break in Jesus' name. I sever your attachment. I reverse the curse. And then the bloodline, Father, we just give Shannon a transfusion of the blood of Jesus in the natural and in the spirit. Be transformed by the blood of the Lamb over every open portal and seal shut with the blood of Jesus. Every demon behind those portals that have opened up, I rebuke you, you spirits of hell that came in through witchcraft, incantations, crystals, tarot cards, all those evil things. I command you to go back now. Loose your grip. Also put the blood of Jesus upon the doorpost of your heart, Shannon, and I speak to screech owl and death. Lilith, get out. Go. I break your grip. I command you this season. Pass over. Manifest and go. Pass over. Pass over. Come out. Come out. Come out. I sever every attachment, every demonic cord. I break it, and I command every demon to go. And if there is a spirit husband, we give you an annulment and the contract, your marriage contract. Be burned in Jesus' name. Spirit husband, die. Be burned. Come out. Keep going. you nighttime nocturnal beasts of the field, spirits that come at night to torment her during the witching hour, I rebuke you and sever your attachments right now in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Sickness and sore throat and headache, go now. Manifest and go. All sorcery and pharmakia, be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Loose, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Drunkenness and violence, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of murder and suicide, get out. And death, break your power. You cannot stay in Shannon any longer. We're cleansing the temple with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Blasphemy, keep going. Out, 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 out. Anger, I lay the root, the axe to the root of anger. Manifest and go. You can go too. You're hand in hand with infirmity. Get out. Anger, manifest and go. Come out. Out, out, out. All iniquity that's been in the bones from the ancestral bloodline, I loose it. I loose it from you right now in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Up and out. All the way out. I remit all the sins in the ancestor bloodline according to John 20:23. I say, ancestors living or dead, your sins are forgiven. And I break the curse right now that caused you to come in. Wherever the door was open, we seal it closed now once and for all. And decree total healing, total forgiveness, and you must go. I bind to Shannon Mark 16:17-18 that says, these signs and wonders shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. That's what we're doing right now. You demons of hell, get out. Go. We're casting you out. Control, spirits of control. Break and go. Break and go right now. I just draw in the spirit around you, Shannon, a bloodline of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I command all those demons to go, get out, in her, on her, or around her, or in the general vicinity. You must leave, loose, go. And I call the holy angels to stand with their flaming swords at attention. And if these spirits come back and try to enter her again, that they will be attacked in Jesus' name. I send in the hornets of heaven to cleanse the land. Attack in Jesus' name. Attack in Jesus' name. We're cleansing the temple. Every open door, every window, every gate, every entrance, every exit. Loose. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I also break every cockatrice egg that's in your belly and command every serpent spirit up your backbone to uncoil in Jesus' name. Looser, I put my foot on your neck, serpent, and I break your neck right now. Break in Jesus' name. Break in Jesus' name. Break in Jesus' name. Uncoil, uncoil. Every serpent spirit that's in Jennifer must go now. I curse you. I command you to go. Break and go. In Jesus' name. How are you doing, Jennifer? Or I'm sorry, why do I keep calling Shannon. You Jennifer? Yeah. I know your name is Shannon. How
okay.
are you doing,
you know,
Shannon?
I feel a lot better than I did when I called in. I feel
Shannon,
a lot better. Yes.
Let's hit something else. Just say, I renounce the Mother Goddess.
I renounce the Mother Goddess.
And I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord.
And I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord.
Saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Lord Jesus, forgive me.
For any covenants I have made with the devil.
For any covenants I have made with the devil.
I ask you to break that curse off me and my family right now.
I ask you to break that curse off me and my family right now.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Shannon, do you have any children?
Two boys, yes.
How old are they?
28 and 21.
Okay, we're going to break the curse off them tonight, too, because those curses run
yes.
down 3 and 4 generations. What is their first names?
Draven and D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan, okay. All right. Let's hit this thing again. Father Yehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I agree with Brother Lou. And Shannon, again, we bind your strong man. We bind Mother Goddess. We bind every spirit that came in through the occult pipeline, through Wicca, New Age, in Jesus Christ's name. And we stand in the gap for her, Father God. She has renounced these sins. Forgive these sins. We break that generational curse of Wicca and witchcraft and the occult off of you. Also in Draven and D'Artagnan. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel every demonic contract you made knowingly or unknowingly with the enemy. We close that door right now. And we command every demon that got in, spirits of death and destruction, to come out right now. Take another cough, let it go. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose her. Loose the children. We break that power in Jesus' name. We break every demonic band, cord, fetter, chain, wire, hair in Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name right now. Come out. Mother Goddess, come out right now. Boost my internet connection. Let's go. Keep coming out. Every spirit of the occult.
Uh-oh. Hello.
I'm here.
We break all witchcraft coming against this program in Jesus' name. We break every demonic band, again, cord and fetter, demonic chain in Jesus' name. Looser, come on out right now. Every spirit that came through the psychic, every word curse that they pronounced over you and your family, we break it in Jesus' name. Move. Let's go. Spirit of your death, come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now. We just pour the blood of Jesus down your throat and into your belly. We loose angels of God to go into your stomach right now. Angels, pull.
Keep going, demons. Manifest and go. I break the power of witchcraft and curse. Go. Pharmakia, keep moving. Out, out, out. Looser, looser, looser. The serpent spirit, inner backbone, come out. Iniquity, come out. Break and go. I annul the poison that has been inflicted into your body, in your soul, by the poisonous bite of the serpent. According to Mark 16, 17, and 18, it says, you drink deadly poison and it shall not harm you. Be annulled into pure water. And I command healing. I'm going to pray for your healing right now, Shannon. Pray. I'm not praying. I'm commanding. It's all right. As sons of God, be healed in Jesus' name. Forcing out darkness and forcing in light. Everything that's wrong in your throat, the sore throat and the headache, be healed now. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Right now, Father, we ask you to touch her with your presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, the power of God. Come down upon your head and into your body, into your bones, into your muscles. And I command your white blood cells to multiply and fight, and your immune system to rise up and fight and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We decree, according to Job 22:28, it says, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established. The light will shine upon Shannon. No more sickness in your bloodline. No more sickness in your body. No more pain of headache in your mind. Be set free in every area in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you back, Shannon?
I agree. Yes, sir. Enemy doesn't like this program today. We haven't had any trouble all week. I've had my internet connection hit about 15 times. Keep coming out. Every spirit that the Lord Jesus wants out. And we lift up your husband, Derwin. He will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father Amen. God, we stand in the gap for him. Forgive him of any sins where there's been an open door. We close those doors. We break that curse of him. You, Shannon, over the entire family. In Jesus Christ's name, we speak to his body. Be healed and made whole. We command what the Lord Jesus Christ has not planted into him to be uprooted and come out of him and come out of you in the mighty name of Jesus. We say to both of you, be healed and made whole. In Jesus Christ's name, Father God, loose ministering angels to touch him right now and raise him back up. We curse cancer to the root. We command it to die and come out of his cells and his organs in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, right now. Keep coming out. Every curse that was brought on the family through the occult, we break it and command the demons to come out right now. We cancel every contract made with the enemy. We close the door, break that generational curse of witchcraft, command the demons to go. Let's go. Go loose in Jesus' name. Keep coming out right now. Angels of God, keep attacking. Sword in Jesus' name. Come up to the surface. I'm not talking to Shannon. I'm talking to the strong man. What's your name? We bind you Come up, demon, in Jesus' name. You want to kill her, Darwin, and you want to take the two kids out too, don't you, demon? But you didn't stop her from getting through to the phone lines tonight. Your power is broken. Come out in Jesus' name. Everything inside that's not of the Lord Jesus, manifest and go tonight. Father God, we also repent of any sins of the ancestors on Shannon Derwin's side of the family. Forgive those sins, God. We remit them to you. We break every bloodline curse that came down the family line and loose you and your children from it right now. In Jesus' name, command the demons to come out. Keep coming out. All the way. All the way. Every soul tie with the occult, with the psychics, we loose you from. Come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Let's go. Let's go. All spirits came in through sage burning. Come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Solween, come out. Hecate, goddess, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come out. All the way, come out. Old hag, Lilith, come out in Jesus' name. You wanted to destroy Shannon, didn't you, demon? Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you lose civil war in the camp right now. Let every demonic spirit turn on one another and the strong man and attack. In Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Let's go. Any Jezebel in there, come out right now. All witchcraft, rebellion, manipulation, come out. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit husband, come out. Jesus. Come out. We break every demonic soul tie between you and anyone else. In Jesus' name. Shannon, has there been any, in your life, has there been any sex outside of marriage? Or before marriage?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
Way too much.
Just, okay, what about any abortions?
No.
Okay, well, praise God for that. Just saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me for sex outside of marriage.
Lord Jesus, forgive me for sex outside of marriage.
I ask that you deliver me from the soul ties tonight.
I ask that you deliver me from the soul ties tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, we stand in the gap with you. We break that soul tie between you and any other man or woman you've been with in your life. We command the spirits to come out right now. Come out. In Jesus' name. Loose. In Jesus' name. Anything that you got through that soul tie, come out. Loose all the way. Loose the mind. Witchcraft, mind control, we break the power. Mind binding. We break your power in Jesus' name. We bind Leviathan. We bind all squid spirits. All spirits that attack the mind in Jesus' name. Come out. Let's go. Every unclean spirit, come out right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of death and destruction, come out. In Jesus' name. We speak to your body. Be healed and made whole. We command every virus to die and give up the ghost in Jesus' name. Come out. Looser. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just plead the blood of Jesus. Come out right now. All sex magic, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Shannon, have you ever pronounced a curse on anybody or did any ritual to...
It wasn't a curse. I did a binding spell on me and my ex-husband, who was, he was very abusive, but I was very in love with him.
Repeat
and
that.
And I wanted, I had done a binding spell on me and my ex-husband because even though he was really abusive and was really horrible, I wanted my kids to know their dad because I never got to know my dad. And so... at the time, I thought that was the answer, and so I had done a binding spell on me and him.
Okay, just say, I break every spell that I have ever done.
I break every spell that I have ever done.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So I renounce all spirits of witchcraft.
I renounce all spirits of witchcraft.
And I command any demons that came into my life to go in Jesus' name.
And I command any demons that came into my life to go in Jesus' name.
In addition to, I take it you probably prayed to the goddess. Was there any other spirits?
No.
Spirits that you prayed to by name or tried to conjure up?
No. No, it was just the goddess was who we are.
Okay. Another question for you. Do you have any occult paraphernalia, any books, any clothes that you wore while in the occult, any jewelry, charms, amulets, chains?
No, I got rid of all
paintings
of that.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, great. Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For my deliverance tonight.
For my deliverance tonight.
So when you called in, Sister Shannon, you were ill. That was the least of your worries. And that the bigger issue is some of the stuff that need to be dealt with from the past. Now, you're going to be better now. And there's probably some more deliverance that needs to happen. God will bring it to light if there is. Let me ask you this, too, though. Have there been any sexual abuse that you have suffered in your past?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was it a rape?
One of the incidents was.
Okay. Brother Lou, you want to deal with that?
With the rape?
Yes, sir. Any sexual abuse? There may be a soul tie there.
So just let me make sure I'm understanding. You're saying you got raped?
Yes, one of the incidents was a rape, yes.
Okay, what I need to know what age about.
34, 35.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, yes, we'll deal with that. Now, before I deal with that, you have forgiven the person that did that to you. That's a question for you. You did forgive him?
I have struggled with that.
Okay, that doesn't mean they're off the hook. It means you're off the hook. So, Matthew, it talks about if you do not forgive, the Lord will turn you over to the tormentors. So there's a curse that comes along with not forgiving. But as Shannon Davis says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So the Lord is not going to recompense the sins of this man upon his head and as long as you hold unforgiveness, because you're cutting the Lord off. So just repeat it after me. I forgive the rapist. Can you hear me? Are we there? Are we connected?
Yes, sir. I can still hear you. Wait a minute. Shannon has dropped off the line. We lost her.
Yeah, I got a lot of warfare going on tonight.
Boy, I am trying to tell you. Folks, this is good news. This means that we're making an impact. Rather, the Lord Jesus Christ is, he's setting captives free. I want to encourage people out there to not only spread the news about Saturday night deliverance, but also lift us up in prayer. Lift Brother Lou and Suni and myself and my family up in prayer, because the enemy does not want these programs to go, because people are going to get free. Let's see if we get Shannon back. Hang on a second.
Hello.
Hey, Shannon.
There you are.
How'd you call back?
Hey.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
Let's keep rolling here. Okay. So I hope you heard what I said about unforgiveness. So just repeat after me. I forgive the person that raped me.
I forgive the person that raped me.
And I ask you to bless them if they are living.
And I ask you to bless them if they are living.
Okay, now, that does not mean they are off the hook. It means that God can move now. And the enemy may tell you tomorrow that, you know, you have not forgiven them. But I heard it. I'm a witness. You forgave them. And Jesus says in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin and you repent, he is faithful and just. He restores you back to fellowship. And that's exactly what happened right now. So you have forgiven him, and the Lord is pleased. So now, I come against that spirit of rape and trauma, and especially the guilt and shame, and I'm casting you out now in Jesus' name. Fear, come out in the name of Jesus. Shame and guilt, get out in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go all the way out. I sever that attachment. I break your power. Come out of the female area. Come out of the heart and the mind. Wounded soul, be healed in Jesus' name. All those wounds in the soul, be healed. Scripture says, who can bear a wounded soul? Manifest and go, you demon. Get out. Shame and guilt, come out in Jesus' name. Trauma, manifest and go. Trauma, come out. Looser, looser, looser. Keep moving. Out, 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 out. I break all these spirits that come along with that. Perverse spirit, you come out. Go in Jesus' name. And in the spirit realm, those, I'll just call it animal magnetism spirits. I don't know if that's the right way, but the attachment that allows people to look at you and for you to feel like an attraction to them in the spirit sexually, I break that spirit now in Jesus' name. Spirit husband, you go. You go. We divorce you. We burn the contract. And any other demon that came in through the rape, through the bloodline, if there's a bloodline curse of sexual promiscuity and rape, I sever that now in Jesus' name. Come out of the bloodline. Come out, come out, come out. Any leftover residue of pain and guilt and shame in Shannon right now, manifest and go all the way out. Keep moving. Out, 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 out. Get out in Jesus' name. All fear, keep going. Fear and guilt, I loose the weight of heaviness off your shoulders right now. Self-condemnation, you can go out. And word curses, it was my fault. No, it wasn't your fault. The enemy attacked you. I send that curse back to the enemy in Jesus' name. We close every door, every attachment that allowed that thing to happen in the spirit realm. We wash it all with the blood of the Lamb. And we command and decree healing in your body, healing in your soul, healing in every part. All the trauma, all the nightmares and the nighttime spirits that come to attack you. I also rebuke and cast out incubus and succubus. Get out now in Jesus' name. Go. Nightmares, come out in Jesus' name. Bad thoughts, bad thoughts, bad memories, the memories of that incident, Lord, I break that in Jesus' name. And every other spirit of trauma, all the trauma that came in from conception until now, I sever that and I break it and I command healing to come into your spirit, soul, and body right now. Be healed. Be healed, Shannon. Be healed, Shannon. I command it. Healing, come and touch you in every area. All the broken things be made straight. All the rough places be made smooth. Be put back together, spirit, soul, and body, mind, will, and emotion now. In the mighty name of Jesus, so be it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I agree. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, just seal up every area where the enemy was at with the Holy Spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over you and bind up and rebuke every spirit of backlash, retaliation, revenge, retribution, hindrance, or delay. Come against you or us. And any spirits that need to keep coming out, as they come out, go to where Jesus sends them. Bless your Father for calling in tonight. Be healed, sister, in Jesus' name. We speak to your husband. Be healed in Jesus' name. I want to offer you an opportunity that if Brother Derwin would like prayer, we're going to...
I lost you guys again.
I'm here. Shannon's having trouble on his end. Lord, I rebuke that spirit that's coming against the airwaves, and I ask you to connect us back up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay, I was going to say, sister, if Brother Derwin would like to call in next week, the offer's on the table. We'll be glad to pray with him and do some ministry to him as well. We're on every Saturday, 8 to 10 Eastern, so the officer, if he'd like to call in for prayer.
Awesome. Thank you.
God bless you. And you call back in any time, Shannon. Thank you for tuning in. Brother Lou, we may have one more call. Let me see.
Okay.
Let's go to 252. 252, welcome aboard. Do you need prayer tonight? Let's try that again. 252, do you need any prayer tonight?
Hey.
Okay. They just made... Oh, yeah, that's you. Hang on. Let me unmute you.
I'm sorry. I have a piece of food in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, that's okay. I was just scarfing down an egg and muffin myself. We eat breakfast
hear
on
your
the show.
Voice. Yeah, thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, sure.
Great to hear your voice. It's Archie from upstate New York, and I need prayer. I have a guy. I was going to a church here in Whitney Point, New York, and I met a very nice man, and he was very hospitable. I just bought a mobile home, his son needed a place to stay, so I, you know, out of the goodness of my heart, I let his son move in, and it's become a total nightmare. He hasn't paid me anything in 4 months, and you know, I don't want to prolong the explanation, but you can imagine. And I had to get a lawyer. I pay $1,000 for a lawyer in the town court here. The court did not even abide by the state of New York law, which says that they have to have a hearing after a 14-day notice has been served for non-payment of rent. So it's like there's this demonic force that is keeping this man here, and he is a warlock. He's definitely involved in the occult, and I want him out of my house so badly. And I've never, you know, I'm 62 years old, Shannon, and I've known the Lord since I was 7, and I love Jesus. My mom's in heaven. She taught me to love the Lord, to go to church, and, you know, every other part of my life, I'm doing very, very well now. But this man has just, he's thrown a monkey wrench into my walk with Jesus, and I need God's help tonight, and I believe this phone call is totally of the Lord. I love you, Shannon. I've been listening to you for years, and I know you're a man of God, and I just appreciate you, you know, just having the time to listen to my, you know, my prayer requests.
Well, we'll certainly pray for you tonight, Brother Archie. So this young man who's in there, have you been able to make contact with his father at all? Get any help to get him out of there?
I have. His father... lied to me. His father told me I had asked him, you know, if he had any kind of problems with drugs or with women. Did he have a girlfriend? And his father deliberately misled me. And I, after the whole thing is over, I'm going to go to the pastor of the church and tell him, you know, what this man did, that I was. You know, I was tricked. I was tricked and conned into letting this man in. So now, you know, I haven't gotten any rent in 4 months, and I mean, it's a nightmare, Janet. The Broome County sheriffs were here. You know, they were knocking on the door. They came like 2 or 3 times, and they're looking for him. They're looking for this guy anyway. So I just want my life to, you know, to return back to normal. I love the Lord so much. I'm so grateful that he saved me. He rescued me from you know, alcoholism and all kinds of, so many, many, many times he has saved my life and spared me from, you know, total destruction. And I'm grateful to him. I know his power is real, and I know that he can deliver and he can heal. And at my job, I do everything I can to try and tell people about the Lord. I'll say, God bless you, you know, pray for me, I'll pray for you. You know, even though they're unbelievers, you know, they're not believers, but, you know, go ahead.
A question,
Shannon. Yeah.
Did the man change the locks on your mobile home over there?
No.
Or do you still have a key?
No, you're not allowed to do that unless there's a court order. I'm having a court date this Wednesday in town. So if the judge rules in my favor, then yeah.
Okay. Now I was saying, did he change the locks? In other words, could you get into your own place?
No, he did not. He wouldn't go that far. He wasn't going to do that. But he did put a lock.
Trying to go back in there now would be a mute issue. But I'm saying prior to having went into court and you still had a key, I would have gotten in there and changed the locks myself. Unless you had a contract
right.
with them. Sadly, today they got these squatters. Especially in California.
Yeah, the state law is you're not allowed to do that. And if you do, there was recently a big media case where a woman did that in New York City, and she was arrested.
Yep.
And, yeah, so.
Okay. You're in a liberal
yeah,
state.
So it is
we're
very
pray
liberal.
For you
very. Thank you, Shannon.
Here's what
God
I would
bless
do.
You so much.
If that man's father's still going to the church, I would go to the pastor, get an appointment, go meet with him and say, look, I'm going to your church here. This other man was too. Explain the situation and what it's devolved into and ask them to intervene.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't put much
on
hope, but it's worth a try.
Yes. Absolutely.
Some of these churches.
Sir. You're right.
Pastor.
Right. And Shannon,
but,
I know you have... You have a lot of experience, you know. I've heard I've heard you talking about how you were brought up in a church and your dad was a pastor, and you know you know about stuff like this, you know, happening. So,
I wasn't a pastor.
Nothing, yeah.
Both of my grandfather were pastors. My dad was
right.
an associate one time, but he ran from the Lord and went into the TV media business and. Had a calling on his life that really went unfulfilled. But I was uh-huh. raised in the church. Both my grandfathers pastored. I went to their churches
right.
over the years. So I'm thankful for that. But I'll tell you what, this thing's already got to the court phase. So we're going to pray that you get favor and this guy can get thrown out because he's overstayed
yes,
his welcome. And out of the goodness
yeah.
of your heart, you tried. And sadly, yeah. the enemy has used your kindness to bring in an open door of attack for you. Brother Lou, meet Brother Archie.
And to take my property. Satan wants to take that. This is my life savings, and the devil wants to use this man to as an instrument to rob me.
He kills,
absolutely.
Steals, and destroys.
Yes, he does.
Well,
he certainly does. But Jesus is greater, right? Yeah.
Hey,
greater is
Brother
he
Lou,
that is
Brother
in us. Yeah.
Hey, Archie.
Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm fantastic tonight. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord
you.
In prayer. Yeah,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. Let's pray over this. You know, you're not. This isn't the first time this has happened to someone like you. That it's way, way too common. Lord, we just cover Archie with the blood of the Lamb, and we know that we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus Christ. He's our lawyer, interceding on our behalf before the Father for those things, Lord, that we need. And so I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to hear the cries of Archie's heart. We just break this spirit of hell that has moved in. and is squatting. It sounds just like a demon is squatting on a property and doesn't want to be evicted. Well, in the spirit realm, to you, you foul spirit of hell, I cast you out from the mobile home. I break your power. I break your curse. You are a liar. You're a thief, and you don't pay your bills, and you are not welcome. We command you to go. I break all the warlock prayers and incantations and all that stuff. And, Lord, I ask you to give Archie favor with the court system, with God and man, and when he goes back, that this thing will be put to bed once and for all, and that the truth will prevail, and that he will get whatever he needs, a writ or a decree or a judgment against this guy so he can get him out of the house. And the scripture says when the enemy is found out, he must pay back seven times. So even before this man has left your house by force or by law or decree or whatever, we just say, Satan, you have to pay back seven times what you have stolen from Archie.
Amen.
Seven times what you've stolen from Archie. Seven times what you've stolen from Archie. And Lord, then when this thing is settled and over with, I ask you to connect him with the right person that can move in and continue to make payments on time, and that things will be restored back to even better than they were, just like Job, double for your trouble, restoration. We decree it and command it so, and I ask you to bless him fully in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, brothers. Have a beautiful night. Take care.
Father, give Archie favor in court. We pray this tonight.
Yes.
I agree with Brother Lou. And we ask God that you would pour out your goodness, mercy, and grace on that squatter. Save him. If you don't want to be saved, God, move him out of the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind a strong man in the squatter, bind every demon operating in him, and command those spirits to loose his mind and will, that he can make a decision for Jesus, and that he will repent and leave the premises, God, post-haste, in Jesus' name. We've got about another 10 minutes. How you doing, Brother Lou? You want to take another call?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's keep
it
going.
Okay, let's go to 734 next. Thank you, Archie, for calling in. 734, welcome tonight. Do you need any prayer?
Yes.
Hey there, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm calling in regarding, I had saw you had posted on Facebook. I had just came one of your Facebook friends, and
yes,
I was saying that you were praying tonight for sexual, if you had sex outside of marriage or sex before marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
So I am
absolutely
calling, you know, what I'm calling for is, I'm calling about, I have been experiencing, I don't know what it is. Some people say it's a spiritual husband, but I've been having like this demonic attack or this demonic being trying to come into my bed or my sleep dream and have sex with me. And I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
So I'm calling in for
prayer
for that.
Well, you're in the right place tonight, and I'm glad you saw that post. You know, it's very common out there. Many have had sexual relations. And so what happens is you become one flesh with the person you have sex with, and you're connected with them. Now, that's the way God created it, to be one flesh, but in the confines of marriage. Outside of marriage, it's very dangerous because you may not even have a relationship with that person for very long. Could be a one-night stand. Could be a Tinder date, you know. So what happens? You're connected with that person, and anything they've got in terms of evil spirits can pass over to you and vice versa. And some people have many relations out there, relationships, and they're picking up soul ties. So you got all these connections, and These are vectors for attack, where evil spirits will come in until you break these soul ties. The good news is there's a remedy just called repenting, ask Jesus to forgive you for the sex, and then you break that soul tie and command the demons to go in Jesus' name. So if you're experiencing what you've described at night, that's definitely a demonic attack coming in. These are evil spirits that will prey on a person. many times as they're sleeping, physical assault, rape, paralyzation, and this is all real. So I believe your story. Now, we're going to pray for you tonight, and I'm glad you called in. Give us something to call you by. Just a first or a minute is all we need.
Ann.
Ann, okay. Ann, thank you for calling in. Now, I want to ask you a couple other questions, and then
sure.
we're going to pray with you. So, Ann,
okay.
in addition to some relations outside of marriage, have you ever had any contact with the occult? By that, I mean went to a psychic, tarot card reading, palm reading, Ouija board, Wicca, yoga, meditation, anything like that?
Yes.
Which of those have you been involved in?
I had palm reading done before. I've been to a psychic
okay.
before. So, yeah,
yes.
I have done those things. But my whole thing is I don't know
okay.
why this thing comes in and rapes me. And at night it comes in. Well, it's not like – it's like I'm sleeping. It's like, you know, it's
sure.
in a dream realm. And it's very real.
So,
and I'm married.
Yes.
But by this thing doing this to me, I don't want to even have relations with my husband because I don't, you know, after that it's like – and people say, oh,
yes.
well, you have a spirit – spiritual spouse. I'm like, how did I get a spiritual spouse? What is
yes.
that all about?
So these evil spirits, they're on assignment. They come to kill, steal, destroy. In your case, they want to destroy the relations between you and your husband. Think of these as people without a body. These are beings. They have intellect, intelligence. And they're looking for a host. And if you open up a door, and that's why I asked if you had any interaction with the occult, they can come in through a number of means, sex outside of marriage, drugs and alcohol, contact with the occult, through physical abuse that maybe you've suffered, leading to bitterness and unforgiveness. They can come in a lot of ways, pharmakia. Bottom line, though, is whatever way they get in, they want to live inside of you. And they want to control and dominate you. And there's a particular class of these spirits, succubus. They attack sexually. They're known by other names, too. Spirit husband is a spirit which will try to dominate you and cut you off from having any relations with men. They want you for themselves. And, you know, back in the Bible, Genesis 6, the fallen angels came down. Kept not their first estate, and they had relations with women and produced giant offspring, the Nephilim. This could be that kind of class of spirit. We just don't know, but it is real. And the way to get rid of it is we're going to lead you through a prayer in just a minute to renounce some of this stuff and close some of these doors. What about any drugs or alcohol? Have you had any issues with that?
No problem with drugs, but I do drink wine occasionally, so I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
Well, occasionally might not be bad, but do you have to drink it every night or you can't make it?
Well, sometimes I drink it like on a nightly basis because it helps me sleep because sometimes I have a hard time falling asleep. So I kind of use it as a crutch too for sleeping and
yep.
just for a coping mechanism.
That's too much. Absolutely. And you're saying the truth. It's a coping mechanism. You're being tormented by evil spirits that are disrupting
right.
your sleep. You shouldn't eat. We're going to go after that tonight. Let me ask you the most fundamental question, though. Anne, have you ever invited
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ into life as Lord and Savior?
I have many times.
Okay. Are you currently going to church anywhere? Do you read your Bible? What's your relationship
yes,
with Christ guess, right now?
I do read my Bible. Matter of fact, I just purchased a brand new Bible the other day, and I joined this Christian group. They meet every Monday, so I'm going to a Christian group where I can be around other believers because usually this thing had me so isolated that I just didn't even want to leave the house. I would just was like a hermit. I just stayed inside
yes.
because of, you know, the depression, the anxiety of what I'm, you know, what I'm going through. It's like,
yeah.
It's they said it's a spiritual husband, but this thing is very abusive. It's like abusive.
Yes. And think of being married to an abusive man. This is an abusive
yes.
spirit. Wants to isolate you and keep you to itself. So we're going to go after this. We're going to divorce you tonight in the spirit.
Yes.
Now, one more question, then we'll get started with some prayer, renunciation. Okay. How about your husband? Is he having any issues with pornography?
I don't think now, but like in the past, you know, I know he said that he did struggle with pornography in the past. You know, his father, when he was a young boy, gave him porno magazine just, you know, for the manly love it. And so he did kind of get, you know, but I think he got, you know, delivered from that.
Now, does your husband know Jesus as his Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Is he taking you to church anywhere? Does he read the Bible with you?
Well, what we do is that, you know, I've been telling him that, you know, I've been getting tormented at night. So what we do is, you know, he's been trying to help defend me from that. Like, I'll say, well, let's, you know, maybe we can read the, you know, read Psalms 91 before we go to bed together. Okay. Because I heard Psalms 91 is supposed to be like a song of protection. So, you know, we would read that song together. And then, you know, before I go to bed, you know, they said, your husband is ahead of you. And I'm like, well, could you just pray over me before I go to bed? Maybe that would stop it from coming. But it doesn't.
Perfect.
I mean, he could be laying right next to me and this thing, you know, skips right over him and, you know, attacks me.
Well, what I think is also possible is there's an open door into the marriage bed to the pornography that he was previously involved in. Now, if he stopped it, that's good news. Still going to need some deliverance. And that could very well be one of the open doors that allow those spirits to come in. It only takes one person to open the door into a household, and those demons come in. They now have a legal right to come in. Someone invited them in, and they'll attack everybody in the family. So that's also a door that needs to be closed. But you've got enough open doors yourself that it's very likely the spirit got in through one of these. So what we're going to do tonight is just take you through a prayer to repent of these things. And then with your permission, we're going to begin to command some spirits to come out. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. And there may be someone tuning in out there, and you didn't call in tonight, but you would have answered yes to the same questions we asked Ann. You can pray this prayer that we're going to take Ann through. And we're going to command spirits to come out. They're going to come out of people around the world tonight in the name of Jesus. Sister Ann, meet Brother Lou.
Hello, Ann.
Hi, Brother Lou. How are you?
And Brother Lou. Brother Lou, going to pray with you. Forget about that announcement. We got plenty of time. We're going to deal with this. Brother Lou, just to remind you, we've got to close some doors of sexual soul ties. And then there's also some palm reading and psychic visitations, witchcraft, occult door, and probably some wine too. Back to you.
Yes, so sexual soul ties, occult,
and
wine.
Alcohol is that's probably the least of them, but
yeah, amen. Okay, and well, I would just encourage you to continue to listen to Omega Man Radio and learn about the spiritual realm, because this thing called spirit husband is a demon that claims you as a wife, and they're jealous. And so that's what happened to you. You may not have done anything to invite these things, but they do come. I deal with them a lot, and so does Shannon. So if you'll stay tuned with him and listen over time, you'll learn how to deal with these things, and we can beat this down, and you can get free. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's do some renunciations. Well, let's start out with sex before marriage. Just repeat after me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I confess sex before marriage.
I confess sex before marriage.
I confess it as sin.
I confess it as a sin.
I renounce it as sin.
I renounce it as sin.
And I claim forgiveness in Jesus' name.
And I claim forgiveness in Jesus' name.
I break every ungodly soul tie.
I break every ungodly soul tie.
With every illegal sexual partner I have had.
With every illegal sexual partner I ever had.
In the physical and in the spiritual.
In the physical and in the spiritual.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Also, renounce all occult.
I renounce all occult.
Palm reading.
Palm reading.
And psychic.
And psychic.
And if there's anything else that you can think of, renounce it now. Any other occultism?
I renounce any going to palm readers, reading horoscopes. I renounce any candle burning, any sage. Is that a occult thing, burning of sage?
Yes, ma'am.
Any burning of sage, any involvement in the cult, I renounce it and I repent.
Amen. Okay, I break those contacts.
I break those contacts.
Repeat after me, yeah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Also, some people, you know, I would say to have a glass of wine once in a while is not a sin. And I used to drink a lot, so I don't drink at all anymore. But some people do. I'm just one who doesn't do that anymore. But if you're depending upon that, that is opening up a door. So just repeat after me. I confess alcohol and wine.
I confess alcohol and wine.
As being a crutch.
As being a crutch.
I confess it as sin. I renounce it as sin.
I confess it as sin, and I renounce it as sin.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For setting me free.
For setting me free.
Okay, now I'm going to pray for you, and this is your time to receive, so... You may sense something. You may not sense anything at all. But if you do have any pain in your body when I'm commanding spirits out, I want you to interrupt me. Or if you feel something moving or you hear something. And if nothing's happening, that does not mean you're not getting set free. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
All right. Father in heaven, we cover Ann with the blood of Jesus. Claim her spirit, soul, and body for your kingdom. Now, I come against you, Satan, with the full power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a defeated foe, and we have authority over you. And I bind in Luke 10:19. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. I speak to that spirit of sex before marriage and the soul ties. I break every ungodly soul tie with any person, place, or thing that has come down through the bloodline and attached to Anne. I command you out, manifest and go. Come out. Break and go, ungodly soul ties, sex before marriage, and promiscuity, and perverse spirit, manifest and go, come out right now, unloose, loose, 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 looser, come out in the name of Jesus, out, out, out. Also speak to spirit husband, and we give you a writ of divorce and command the marriage dissolved and broken right now. Sever your attachment. However you come in, we close that door and seal it shut with the blood of the Lamb once and for all. Right now, this night, I break your power looser, looser. The marriage is dissolved and you're trespassing on the Holy Ghost. You cannot come at night and talk to her anymore. You are trespassing. You are not her husband. You've been divorced in the spirit and in the natural. We command it so in Jesus' name. I rebuke incubus and succubus. Get out. Go in Jesus' name. All these nighttime spirits like old hag and Lilith, you spirit of death. In fact, I just put now, and the blood of Jesus upon the doorposts of your heart. And I command Lilith, the death angel and the spirit of death, to manifest and go. Passover. Passover, Passover, you must break your grip and go back to where you came from. Incubus and succubus, you cannot have her. She is married with a contract in the presence of God to her real husband, not you. You cannot have her in Jesus' name. Manifest and go right now in Jesus' name. I speak to every witchcraft spirit, every witchcraft spirit that came in through palm reading and psychics, break and go in Jesus' name. Get out. Go now. Keep moving. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Go in the name of Jesus. Sorcery, you can get out. Go in Jesus' name. Out, out, out. Perverse spirit, you're trespassing. You must go. Obey the man of God. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Break and go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All sexual sin, you must leave and never come back in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Masturbation, pornography, lust, come out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Get out. Rape and adultery, come out. Go in Jesus' name. All you nighttime spirits, you beasts of the field spirits that come in the nighttime hours to steal, kill, and destroy, I rebuke you. I sever your attachment and I break your curse. I send your assignment back to hell. Go in Jesus' name. Loose Ann, come out of her mind, come out of her heart, and all those other parts that you have claimed, I rebuke you and break those powers. Come out in Jesus' name. All those bad dreams, the nighttime bad dreams of being raped in your dreams in the presence of a demon in your bed, I break it. The desire for not to be with your husband, I sever that attachment of the spirit spouse, and I ask you, Lord, according to your word, to touch Ann and her husband right now. As the word says, what the Lord God has joined together, let no man or demon put asunder in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to reconcile that marriage bed, to reconcile that intimate relationship back to her husband in the name of Jesus Christ, and let everything be done decently in order in the marriage bed from this night on. And we decree that you shall lay down, Ann, with no fear, and your sleep will be sweet. I ask you, Lord, to let her go into the REM deep sleep mode, where she will rest deep sleep with no more of these rape dreams and perverse dreams and spirit spouse raping her at night. I just draw a bloodline around your home and double portion around the bedroom, and I call the holy angels to enforce and back me and Shannon up, that if you come to attack her anymore after this phone call tonight, that you will be attacked and driven out. You must leave. I decree it so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes.
I touch and agree. And we command in the name of Jesus. You're strong man to be bound right now. We bind every demonic force operating in you, Ann. And we command the spirits that the Lord Jesus wants to continue coming out. Keep coming out. I want you to take a deep cough out of your stomach, Ann, and let it go. Move in the name of Jesus. Satan, we put you on notice. We're attacking you from our position of authority, seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the highest of the heavenlies. I agree with Brother Lou. You're going to come out tonight. Ann called in. She doesn't want you anymore, spirit husband. In the name of Jesus, again, we divorce you from spirit husband. We take the ring off your finger and toe, and we sever spirit husband from you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, command spirit husband, manifest and go. Come out right now. Let's go. Looser. We bind your strong man in Jesus' name. Who's the strong man in Ann? What's your name, demon? We're not talking Ann. Who are you? You want her for yourself, don't you, demon? We rebuke you in Jesus' name. Father God, point your finger at these spirits. You went out. We command them to manifest. Come out. Just take a deep breath. Let it go, Ann. Let's go move. All burning lust, come out in Jesus' name. Every soul tie, be broken. And the demons that came into the soul ties, manifest and go in Jesus' name. Come out. Let's go. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has not planted in you, be uprooted and come out right now. In the name of Jesus. And say, I renounce spirit husband.
I renounce spiritual husband.
And I renounce succubus.
And I renounce succubus.
And I command you spirits to get out of me now.
And I command you spirits to get out of me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, now let her go. Just take a deep breath and let it go. Come out. Let's go. Every spirit that attacks you as you sleep, spirits of rape, come out in Jesus' name. Move in the mighty name of Jesus. Move right now. Deep wounded hurt, come out right now. Rejection from men, come out right now in Jesus' name. Let's go move in Jesus' name. We loose angels of God to pull swords and surround the demons. Attack. Angels, attack. No mercy for these demons. Attack. Push them up and out in Jesus' name. Take a deep cough and let it go. If you get nauseous, just get a garbage can. We right now pour the blood of Jesus right down your throat into your belly right now. We command those demons to drink the blood of Jesus and come out. All the way out. Come out of her stomach. Come on. Come out of her body parts. Come out of her loins. Loose her in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go move. Out, 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 out. In Jesus' name. Let's go. Another Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose her. Let's go. All rebellion, witchcraft, spirits of sodomy. Come out in Jesus' name. Move. Spirits of oral sex. Come out. Loose her in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit that the Lord Jesus doesn't want in there, manifest and go. We're not talking to Anne. We're talking to the unclean spirit. Succubus, incubus, spirit husband, burning lust, prince of occult sex. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose her mind, loose her dreams, and loose her sleep. Every spirit that attacks her to where she cannot wind down and sleep, spirits of anxiety, worry, and fear, come out of Anne in Jesus' name. Let's go move. Anne, let me ask you a question. In your past, did anybody ever sexually abuse you?
Yes, I was raped when I was 12.
Okay. Then I heard the Holy Spirit correctly. He brought to my mind incest or rape that I need to ask you about. Okay.
Yes.
Was that someone in your family?
Yes.
Okay. We got to deal with that. Also, have you ever had any abortions in your life?
No.
Okay. That's good. Brother Lou, you want to deal with incest and rape spirits?
Yes, I will. So, Anne, have you forgiven your rapist?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being obedient. Okay. Let's deal with this then. Father in heaven, I come against that spirit of rape. I rebuke the spirit of rape and anything that transferred into her through that. I command it up and out. Manifest and go now. I'm casting you out. And incest in the bloodline, I curse it, and I remit the sin according to John 20:23. Manifest and go, I'm casting you out from the bloodline, rape and incest, and fear. All spirits of fear and helplessness come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Trauma, you come out right now in Jesus' name. The spirits that transferred into your female parts, I command them out. Take a deep breath and cough in. Let it out. Get out, you demons of hell that came in through the rape. Go in Jesus' name. Transfer spirits of sexual contact through rape. Manifest and go in trauma. Keep moving up and out. Guilt and shame. Loose in Jesus' name. I sever guilt and shame and self-condemnation. It wasn't your fault, Anne. It wasn't your fault. You were only 12. Manifest and go. Keep moving. Up and out. A predator came to steal, kill, and destroy. Break and grow. Break and go in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Out of the female parts, out of the heart, the wounds in the spirit and soul. Be healed in Jesus' name. Who can bear a wounded spirit? Manifest and go. Iniquity in the bones come out. And all the bloodline curses of incest and rape in your bloodlines from mother's side and father's side back 10 generations further if need be, I remit those sins and command them annulled in Jesus' name. Lord, she has given forgiveness, so these spirits have no more claim upon her spirit, soul, or body. You must obey the man of God and come out and never come back in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Guilt and shame come out and heaviness. Rejection and fear, heaviness, keep moving, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. And just put your hands on your stomach, and let's agree with me. According to Mark 16:17-18, we lay hands on the sick, and we command healing to come into your womb, healing to come into your female parts, healing to come into your belly. And, Lord, those things that the enemy has stolen and destroyed, we ask you to restore back. Double portion. Let the living water of the Holy Ghost flow in through her belly to begin to create things in the spirit realm, Lord, that they will be birthed through Anne in Jesus' name, healed, delivered, set free, made whole. Get out. We're laying hands, and the sick will be healed right now. Go. All sickness, curse, and disease, all infirmities, come out. Everything wrong in your body, I break it and command it healed now in Jesus' name. Keep moving, spirit of infirmity and anger. Anger
from the sexual abuse and the rape come out in Jesus' name. Guilt and shame go all the way out. Every mind-binding spirit and tormenting spirit that comes at night to steal, kill, and destroy, I break it and command it gone. Loose, loose. I sever the soul tie with a rapist. I sever the soul tie with incest. I sever the soul tie with all sexual spirits that come that are not from the Spirit of God. I break them now once and for all and decree total freedom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All deep wounded hurt come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We break that soul tie between you and the attackers. We loose you from those ungodly soul ties and every other one that's been formed. In Jesus' name, we close the door. Right now, we command the evil spirits to come out and loose her. Every spirit that's trying to put a wedge in between her and her husband, we bind you and rebuke you. Fear of men, fear of intimacy, all anxiety in the bed, frigidity, we rebuke you, command you to come out right now. Loose her in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of deep wounded hurt and trauma, loose her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let me ask you also one more question. What about your relationship with your father? Is there any issues?
No.
Is your father still alive?
No, he's deceased.
Did he ever abuse you?
No.
Okay.
Not physically.
Can you
maybe like verbally.
Mentally?
Somewhat verbally. Mentally, verbally.
Is there anybody that comes to mind right now that you need to forgive that you haven't already forgiven? Living or dead?
A sister. That I probably need to forgive. I say I forgive her, but...
Here's how you know if you've forgiven. You either call her, email or text her. And you say, look, I ask you to forgive me for anything I've ever done to hurt you. And that's all you got to say. Whether or not they reply.
Yeah, I did that once.
You're off the hook.
Write her a letter once to do that, and she tore it up and threw it in the and burnt it.
It's okay. You do it again. You text her and just tell her I love you. Call me sometime. Now, you're at that point released.
Okay.
Whether, as Brother Lou says, that releases you. Now.
Mm-hmm.
The devil can't use that as a legal right to attack anymore through any bitterness or unforgiveness. And what about your father? Just say, Lord Jesus, I forgive my father and my mother.
Lord Jesus, I forgive my father and my mother.
And my sister.
And my sister.
For anything they did to hurt me.
For anything they did to hurt me.
I ask that you would bless and save my sister. You can do it. You don't want her to go to hell. Of course you don't. There's something that really happened between you and her that really hurt. But you know what?
Yeah.
You got to forgive. Because we've done some things that hurt the Lord Jesus. And he's willing to forgive you and I. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness. So if we want that from him, then he expects us to do the same for others. And if not, then that will hinder our prayers and the enemy will come and torment you. Let me ask you this. Which do you prefer, being tormented by these night spirits or to forgive your sister?
To forgive her.
Then you got no choice, do you? Go ahead and forgive her right now.
No. Sir.
And the way you pray also,
right now.
Bless and save her. Do you want her to be blessed and saved? The greatest blessing is salvation. And that can turn everything around in a relationship. But people are living for Jesus. They'll both forgive, and God can restore the relationship. Would you like to have that relationship restored and thing to be great between you and her?
No.
No.
I don't.
Well, at least you're being honest.
No.
Do you hate her?
Mm-mm. She hates me. I never hated her. She hates me. I believe she did, like, witchcraft to me, and this is the reason why I'm going through what I'm going through, because she was very envious, very wicked sister.
That may be,
and
the
I believe
case,
she
but
did
really
something to me to hurt me.
Well, what's that? That's not difficult. We just break any witchcraft or curse sin against you by anyone and loose you from it in Jesus' name. I think the root of the issues that you've been dealing with is the rape as a young girl. I'm pretty sure that nailed it right there. Now, these other things that you've been involved in, that we've all been involved in, will open up the doors and can exacerbate the problem. But I think that was that's the key right now for your deliverance is the trauma you suffered. And the Lord can heal you and can heal the relationship between you and your husband. You certainly want that. But
yes, definitely between me and my husband because, you know, he's getting like, I don't want to be intimate with him. And he's getting, I mean, he's understanding, but, you know,
well,
that's a part of marriage is being intimate with your spouse is a part of marriage, you know.
So all
you know,
these things are interconnected.
Together, but we're not intimate, and he's a man, so I don't know what's going to, I don't know.
Well, so here's the deal. This doesn't have to continue.
Yeah.
And it's all interconnected. Your main open door was the rape that you received. Okay, the abuse.
Well, do you think the unforgiveness have anything to do with it as well?
Absolutely. So these other things that we went through, the occult doors, et cetera, that's open doors as well for attack. Okay.
Right.
But,
and I'm really having a hard time forgiving my sister. I'm having a hard time because she hurt me so much.
Well,
I mean,
that's what's remaining is my point.
She's my sister. How did she do that? Who was my sister?
So these other things are major, and God's able to heal them even tonight. But what's going to block you is this one thing, unforgiveness against your sister. So let me put it like this. It is not optional. If you want to be forgiven, just forgive. Jesus said, if you do not forgive, neither will my Father in heaven forgive. What happens is God will send you and I turn us over to the tormentors. These are demons. One of the tormentors is this tormenting spirit that comes in and attacks you in your bed.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not a thing we can do about it.
Yes.
Unless you're willing to remove its legal rights tonight and forgive your
tonight
sister.
Tonight, I forgive her, Lord. I forgive her. And this part, I'm really having a hard time saying, bless her and save her. That part
in Jesus
is
name.
So hard. In
well,
Jesus
you,
name.
You just
bless
did.
Bless her and save her.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
There's another. Praise the Lord. Listen,
praise the Lord.
Getting those demons right.
Oh, God.
Let me.
That was like a
there's
ton
a verse.
Of weight lifted off of me because it was like, Lord, because I don't know. I just feel like if I do that, she's not going to get, I don't know. Whatever she did to me,
you know
she's going to get away with it. But, Lord, I
don't remember.
I forgive. Yes.
Saith the Lord, I shall repay. But even so, God doesn't want us to wait for him to give someone vengeance. He wants us to forgive them and ask him actually to have mercy on them. And that's what you're asking when you ask God to bless them and save them. You don't want to see anything done to your sister. Now, that doesn't negate that
but
you were
But she wanted
hurt.
It done to me, Shannon. She wanted to destroy me.
I hear you. But you know what? Jesus overlooked our faults and saw our needs. All of us were worthy of death and going to hell and burning in the lake of fire. None of us deserve mercy. Not me, not you, not any of us.
Right.
And what if God's opinion? Look at what they did to me.
Yeah.
Let's just create a new race. What if God had held that over us and not sent his son Jesus? Then we have no hope tonight.
You're right.
If the creator of the universe, Jehovah, would send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus came and died for you and I. He didn't commit any sins.
Right.
Not guilty of anything. And he would lay his life down for you and I. And then he commands you and I to forgive. You remember the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us this day our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. That's conditional.
Yes.
So it's up to you and to me. And it doesn't matter what they did. you think your situation is bad, it probably is very bad. I know some cases that are worse. How would you like to be a man who was raped by his grandfather, his uncles, over and over again since about age 7? And it twisted so bad that when I met him, he was... Hang on. I'm back with you. Make a long story.
Okay.
This man, his Facebook profile was him in a wedding dress. He weighed 500 pounds. And he had turned into a life of male prostitution. And he hated men for what they had done to him.
Right.
He hated himself and hated everyone. How would you like to have been one of a twin that was in Auschwitz and Dr. Mengele ordered your mother, father, and your older sister to the gas chambers? You would never see them again. They were gassed, cremated. And then Dr. Mengele took your half-sister and experimented on her, and she died. Now, that'd be a really bad day.
Yes.
Yet she was able to forgive Dr. Mengele. And this man was able to forgive his grandfather and uncles and all the men that had abused him. He didn't want to. He had to be angry.
Yeah.
But I told him, it's going to kill you, or you can be free tonight. And on top of everything the enemy's already done, are you going to let them send you to the grave in a body bag? Because that's where you and I will go if we do not forgive. And it's gone into hell. Okay.
Yes, I feel like it's a heart thing. It is a heart thing that I have to forgive her and let, you know.
You made the first step today.
Yes, Lord, I forgive her.
What you need to also do is you need, it says, if you go to lay your gift before the altar and there, remember there, your brother has ought against you. Leave your gift, go and reconcile with your brother, then come back and offer your gift and it'll be accepted. So now you need to prove it. I want you to text her, call her, email her, and you say, look, I forgive you for anything you did to me, and I ask you to forgive me for hurting you.
Okay.
And I love you. I want you to do that. If you can do that, that's something big right there. You will not have a hindrance to your prayer now. What do you think about this counsel, Brother Lou? What would you say to Sister Ann? Because this is really the root issue here, what her sister did to her in the past.
What would I say? I would say what you told her was an awesome thing. Now, here's how the enemy works, Ann. The enemy is going to say you didn't forgive her from your heart, but, you know, you did forgive her from your heart. That doesn't take away the pain that's in your heart, okay? But as far as the law is concerned, you confessed your sin and have forgiven her. Now, you are off the hook. So I want you to know that the enemy has no more claim upon you, even though there's pain still in there. You know, if you break your arm and you say, be healed, you know, I mean, the Lord can do that in an instant. But normally there's a healing process in time, and your sister doesn't want to reconcile. That's not on you. I think you would like it if she did repent and say she's sorry, but I don't think that's going to happen. So in the meantime, I want you to know that the Lord has forgiven you, and you don't have to live under the weight of that decision. Now, what she does, that's between her and God. But as far as you're concerned, you're off the hook. So now we can pray for you, and the Lord can heal you. And it will take some time, but you're off the hook. You felt that heaviness come off tonight. Don't let it come back on you. You've been set up free.
I did feel it. I felt a weight relief when I did forgive her.
You just got set free. Yeah, so that was God's Holy Spirit confirming what we're telling you is the truth, that you've been set free and the Lord has forgiven you. So do not forget that, and don't pick up the offense later.
Okay.
And ask God to give you a love for your sister.
Okay.
He
I
can
will.
Do that. He can change your heart. And you know what? If any negative thoughts come to you, just say, I bless my sister. and you begin to pray for her, because God can give her a heart change. Just say, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. God bless and save her. Keep praying for her. You may be the only one that will pray for her in the world, and it can make a difference. Now, go to your husband. Tell him you love him. And the Word of God says, defraud not yourselves. Talking about having sexual relationship, husband and wife, except for a time coming apart for prayer and fasting, but then come back together, lest the devil tempt you. And right now, we just bind every spirit of marriage breaking, divorce, any spirits that are interfering with you and your husband coming together, we bind and rebuke and command you to loose them and loose the marriage bed in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sister, go to your husband and say, I want to give you some loving.
Yes.
You've got to do this. And you pray before you all have relationships. You have to.
I will. Yes, I have to.
Or the enemy will destroy your marriage. And you don't want that. I know you love your husband.
Don't.
And God is going to, Father God, re-knit them in the mighty name of Jesus like never before. Sister, we love and appreciate you. Thank you for calling and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for praying. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I want you to call back in a few weeks and give us an update. We'll pray more if you need to, but I'm believing you're going to have a praise report. God bless you, sister.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
God bless you, Ann. We love you.
We love everybody that called in tonight, and all those of you that tuned in, thank you for spending some time with us tonight. Makes it all worthwhile. Otherwise, we would have had a short show. We're
Amen.
Here for Saturday nights, 8 to 10 Eastern. And Brother Will, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and going overtime. I'm not going to hold you to this, but if you got any openings next Saturday night, let me know this week.
Okay.
Right now,
all right. I'll take a peek and get back to you.
Take a peek. That's no worries. You've already come through for me two weeks in a row, so I'm very thankful for that. I'll just put the offer out. Any Saturday you want to be here, we got some time for you, Brother Lou.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, that's great. Thank you so much.
Brother Lou, before we close, give out your contact information. Tell people how they can reach you in your ministry.
Well, thank you, Lord. The ministry name is WhiteHorseOutreach.com. It's White Horse Outreach. The website is WhiteHorseOutreach.com. WhiteHorseOutreach.com. And thank you, brothers and sisters, that support us. We really need that. And also support Shannon. You know, a workman is worthy of his due. So we're going to Cambodia in June, Pakistan September, Honduras in February, God willing, with the money flowing in. And because of your brothers and sisters support us, we can do that thing. And we do things like what we did tonight on Omega Man Radio. We cast out demons, pray for healing, counsel, edify, build faith, and, you know, let the Holy Spirit of God move. So you are a partaker in those things. Now, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Spirit of Prophecy Church in Plano, Texas, Spirit of Prophecy Church, 2540K, Plano, 2540K Avenue K. Let me start over. 2540 Avenue K, Plano, Texas. 9:30 training and equipping, 10:30 service. Come, it's wonderful. It's a Holy Ghost filled King James Bible, Word Church, prophecy, demons cast out, healings. We got it. We got it. You'll be blessed if you're in the area. And if you're not in the area, tune in next Saturday right here. Same channel, same time, and you can be changed just like Ann and Archie and the rest of them. You can all get a touch by God. So, and bless you, Shannon. Thank you so much. You're my best friend.
My friend, I consider that you likewise. And thank you for tag teaming me with me tonight, because at least 15 times I got knocked off and Brother Lou was here to take the Thank you, brother. Brother Lou, go ahead and close us out in prayer. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did tonight. You always back us up with your word and with your spirit. And we so much appreciate it, Lord. It's so, you know, I would be terrified to step out on the battlefield without you, without the sword and the spirit, but because you are faithful and you want to set the people free, you go with us, and we're willing vessels, and you back us up. It's so awesome to serve in your kingdom. Thank you for every person that you touched, and for all the free demonic spirits that have been cast out. I command them to go where Jesus sends them, never return to those people again. Continue to give Shannon wisdom, and I ask that you continue to pour out blessings that he cannot contain. I'm not talking about just bills paid, but debt cancellation and abundance, so that he can continue to do new things. I know he's got things that you put into him that have not come to pass, but I believe that they will, because he is also faithful, and you are a just God, and you have all the cattle on 1,000 hills. So, Lord, loose those purse strings and pour into his bosom finances. You know, one of the things on your website I really like is Job 22:25. It says, "Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver," God's money. So if somebody's sitting on some gold or silver, I'm sure Shannon would be happy to receive it. So bless him and bless your family. And until next time, we'll meet again. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Have a great week, brother. We'll see you next time.
God bless. Bye.
Folks, that was Lou Young. If you didn't get a chance to call in tonight, or you know someone who needs prayer, we're going to be here every Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 7 Pacific. And as you see, we'll go over as needed. No problem. But you can count on that. Get them over to this broadcast. My website is OmegaManRadio.com. If you forget the number, it's posted up there. It's the same number each week, 515-602-9734. And it's available for anybody who would like to call in. We'll pray for anybody who can get to those phone lines. You can find me also on Facebook. I'll advertise it there each week. If you're not on my Substack, that's like an email list. I'll send out a notice every week to remind you. Go to OmegaManRadio.com. There's a Substack link there. It's OmegaMan.Substack.com. Substack.com. Sign up there as well. You'll get an alert. We've got coming up another 2 weeks probably. Wait a minute. No, it'll probably be another month, realistically. We'll hit 11,000 episodes. They're all free to listen to. You can download them for free. You can find links to our archive at OmegaManRadio.com. We broadcast live Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and then Saturday night, the Demon Hotline, Saturday Night Deliverance, we call it, for 2 hours. And then we'll put these up in the archive. If you miss a show, would like to get a copy, help yourself. Okay, we'll see you all again Monday, God willing. Have a great weekend. Love you all. See you next time. God bless.